Next action item, item 10, discussion and possible action on the issuance, sale, delivery of Brazos River Authority contract revenue improvement and refunding bond series 2010, Williamson County Regional Raw Waterline Project, John Hawes. Just for clarification, Director Tallis, we take audio minutes, so we have to read everything, so get comfortable.
Settle in.
Not that he doesn't have a soothing and lulling voice, but
I know you've heard enough from me already today. But before I read it, David, of course, set the stage for what the project was about. There's really two aspects. We're looking at refunding the existing bonds, and then reissuing them with better financial terms to save the five participants in the project interest monies, and in addition to add the approximately $6 million of new money into that refunding so that they will then have the financing, the monies available, will have the monies available to be able to pay for the phase two pump part of the project. So, and it'll be structured in a way that will be acceptable to the customers based on their debt requirements and things like that, like it was done before. So, again, as David says, the obligation of this debt is contract revenue debt. The obligation rests with the five customers. It, of course, is in the name of the Brazos River Authority because we're the owner of the pipeline and operator of this project, but that it's their debt and the financial obligation is there. So what this is a bond resolution, which, of course, you really authorizing the general manager to execute the documents that will allow for this refinancing to occur at the time that's best determined to be in the best interest, which will probably be in a fairly short order, but in the best interest based on market conditions and things like that. Are there any questions about, I mean, I'll read it, but any questions that you all have about the
any questions for John?
The way it works.
John, please read the resolution.
Okay. Whereas the Brazos River Authority, in parentheses, the authority of the issuer, was duly created and is lawfully operating under Chapter 8502, the Texas Special District Local Laws Code as amended, in parentheses, the Authority Act, all pursuant to and in furtherance of the purposes of Article 16, Section 59 of the Constitution of Texas, and whereas pursuant to the Authority Act and other applicable laws, the authority and other entities are authorized to enter into contractual agreements regarding the public purposes for which the authority was created, and whereas amongst its authorized purposes, the authority is authorized to store water in and to divert water from Lake Georgetown and Lake Stillhouse Hollow, and whereas pursuant to separate and individual contracts heretofore executed between the authority in one part and the participants, in parentheses, as defined in the hereinafter authorized 2010 bond covenants agreement, close parentheses, individually on their part, the authority is contracted to make available to the participants water from Lake Stillhouse Hollow. And whereas the participants are so located that it became desirable from the standpoint of cost that each should divert the surface water which each needs for municipal supply purposes from Lake Georgetown to points between Lake Stillhouse Hollow and Lake Georgetown rather than from Lake Stillhouse Hollow. And whereas the authority and the participants subsequently entered into the project agreements, in parentheses, as defined in the 2010 bond covenants agreement, close parentheses, for the purpose of providing for the authority to design, construct, and operate facilities for transporting water committed to the participants from Lake Stillhouse Hollow to Lake Georgetown, known as the Williamson County Regional Raw Waterline Project, in parentheses, the project, for diversion by them for municipal purposes. And whereas the authority heretofore issued its Brazos River Authority contract revenue bond series 2000, in parentheses, Williamson County Regional Raw Water Line Project, close parentheses, in parentheses, the refunded bonds, close parentheses, to obtain funds to acquire and construct the project. And whereas the authority has determined that it is beneficial and in the best interest of the participants to issue a portion of the hereinafter authorized bonds, in parentheses, the bonds, in order to refund the refunded bonds to produce a debt service savings, and whereas as described in an engineering report relating to the project and after consultation with the participants, the authority has further determined that it is in the best interest of the participants that a portion of the hereinafter authorized bonds be issued in order to pay the cost of making improvements and extensions to the project, and whereas the bonds authorized to be issued by this resolution, in parentheses, the resolution, close parentheses, are to be issued and delivered pursuant to the Authority Act, Chapters 1207 and 1371, Texas Government Code, as amended and other applicable laws. And whereas the project amendment agreements, and whereas the project agreements authorize the authority to issue the bonds in the manner and amount and with the security as hereinafter provided. Therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority that Section 1, Recitals, Covenant Agreements, and Amount and Purpose of the Bonds. The Board of Authority hereby incorporates the recitals set forth in the preamble hereto as if set forth in full at this place, and further finds and determines that said recitals are true and correct. Additional terms used in this resolution are defined as set forth in the 2010 Bond Covenants Agreement, in parentheses, the agreement, close parentheses, substantially in the form presented at this meeting, the terms of which are hereby incorporated herein as if set forth in this meeting, the terms of which are hereby set forth in full at this place. The presiding officer, the assistant presiding officer, and the secretary and any assistant secretary of the board and the general manager CEO are authorized and directed to execute the agreement. The bonds of the authority are hereby authorized to be issued and delivered in the aggregate principal amount of not to exceed $20 million for the purpose of providing funds to refund the refunded bonds and to pay the cost of improvements and extensions to the project. Section 2. Designation, authorized officer, date, denominations, numbers, maturities, terms, and sale of bonds. A, designation, authorized officer. Each bond issued pursuant to this resolution shall be designated. Brazos River Authority Contract Revenue Improvement and Refunding Bonds Series 2010, in parentheses, Williamson County Regional Raw Water Line Project, subject to paragraph C of this section, as authorized by Chapters 1207 and 1371, Texas Government Code is amended. The General Manager, CEO of the issuer is hereby designated as the authorized officer of the issuer. B, terms of bonds. Initially, there shall be issued, sold, and delivered herein fully registered bonds without interest coupons numbered consecutively, upward payable to the respective initial registered owners thereof or to the registered assignee or assignees of the bonds or any portion or portions, in parentheses, in each case, the registered owner, close parentheses, in the denomination of $5,000 or any integral multiple thereof, in parentheses, an authorized denomination. Maturing not less than 40 years from the date of the bonds, payable serially or otherwise on the dates, in the years, and in the principal amounts respectively, and dated as all is set forth in a certificate of the authorized officer. C, sale of bonds. As authorized by Chapters 1207 and 1371, Texas Government Code is amended. The authorized officer is hereby authorized, appointed, and designated to act on behalf of the board in selling and delivering the bonds and carrying out all the other procedures specified in this resolution and the agreement, including determining and fixing the date of the bonds, any different or additional designation or title by which the bonds shall be known, the price at which the bonds will be sold, the years in which the bonds will mature, the principal amount to mature in each of such years, the aggregate principal amount of the bonds within the maximum amount set forth in Section 1 hereof, the rate of interest to be borne by each such maturity, the principal and interest payment periods and dates, in parentheses, including the dates for making deposits to the interest and seeking fund, close parentheses, the dates, price, and terms upon and at which the bond shall be subject to redemption prior to maturity at the option of the board, as well as any mandatory sinking fund redemption provisions, procuring municipal bond insurance, and approving modifications to this resolution and the agreement and executing such instruments, documents, and agreements as may be necessary with respect thereto, if it is determined that such insurance would be financially desirable and advantageous, and all other matters relating to the issuance, sale, and delivery of the bonds. The authorized officer acting for and on behalf of this issuer is authorized to arrange for the bonds to be sold at negotiated sale to an underwriter or underwriting syndicate and to enter into and carry out a bond purchase agreement with such underwriters of the bonds at such prices in the aggregate principal amounts not exceeding the maximum amount set forth in Section 1 hereof, with such maturities of principal and with such interest rates and with such optional and mandatory sinking fund redemption provisions, if any, and other matters as shall be set forth therein. The bond purchase agreement shall be substantially in such form and substance as presented to the board concurrently with the adoption of this resolution and with such changes that are acceptable to the authorized officer, provided that the price to be paid for the bonds shall be not less than 95% of the initial aggregate principal amount thereof, plus accrued interest thereon from their date to their delivery, and no bond shall bear interest at a rate greater than 10% per annum. The authorized officer is further authorized for and on behalf of the issuer to approve any official statement and any supplements thereto relating to the bonds and referring to any such bond purchase agreement. It is further provided, however, that notwithstanding the foregoing provisions, the bonds shall not be delivered unless prior to their delivery, the bonds have been rated by a nationally recognized rating agency for municipal long-term obligations as required by Chapter 1371, Texas Government Code as amended. D, terms. In establishing the aggregate principal amount of the bonds, the authorized officer shall establish an amount within the amount authorized in Section 1 thereof, which amount shall be sufficient to provide inter alia for I, in parentheses, the funding of the reserve fund if necessary, as may be required by the 2010 Bond Covenants Agreement, 2I, in parentheses, the refunding of the refunded bonds, 3I, in parentheses, positive present value debt service savings to the authority with respect to the refunded bonds, and I-4, in parentheses, the payment of the costs of improvements and extensions to the project identified in the engineering report, and V, in parentheses, the payment of the existing costs of issuance of the bonds. Section 3, immediate effect, repeal. The resolution shall be effective immediately from and after its adoption. Any resolution to the board heretofore adopted which conflicts with the subject terms or provisions of this resolution is hereby repealed and shall be of no further purpose or effect.
You've heard a reading of the resolution. Is there a motion to adopt? Motion by Steinmetz, second by Barr. Please poll the board, please.
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Adam?
Yes.
Director Paul?
Yes.
Director Barr?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Dennis?
Yes.
Director Fisher?
Yes.
Director
Sogor? Yes.
Director Mackey?
Yes.
Director Masterson?
Yes.
Director Steinmetz?
Yes.
Director Tallis?
Yes.
Director Tesh?
Yes.
Director Ward?
Yes.
Great. Thank you very much.